So just a quick outline of what I'll try and cover today. I will try and leave plenty of time for questions. It's killing me not to be plugged into C-SPAN right now today because, of course, as you know, the Senate Farm Bill is on the floor of the Senate today, and that's what I've been working on almost all year. But it's great to be here. It's tremendous that this symposium is happening. So here, just the quick outline of what I'm going to try and cover today. Just a few words about why it's important that this is happening. Talk about the emergence of organic research, education and development, and extension and economics. From the transitional stage, I believe that's where we're at. Talk about a little bit about the new resources that are on the horizon for working on organic research and education, and the goal of scaling it up over the next 10 years. So the organic agricultural mission, I am a believer that we do have a serious mission. Organic agriculture, I would assert, is necessary but not sufficient alone to have sustainable agriculture to solve or at least mitigate the very, very serious global life support stress problems that we're all going to be facing. You don't have to necessarily believe in that assertion or accept that assertion to accept that maybe it's a reasonable hedge against some of these issues, and that the high-tech, synthetic, monocultural, standard industrial agricultural approach isn't necessarily going to solve those problems. Michael Pollan, as a writer many people probably are aware of, used the phrase national eating disorder to describe our relationship to food and diet. I think we have a complex of national disorders. Food, farming, and fuel are all pretty dysfunctional. We're right here on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, where, of course, we know the hypoxic zone is a result of our agricultural system practices. So contributing to solving these issues is another part of the mission. And then the organic science gap that we have in this country. Just very briefly, this is how it breaks down. Finally, in this fiscal year, USDA research and education spending finally broke the 1% barrier after hovering around 0.6, 0.7 for the last few years, largely due to a substantial increase in the Agricultural Research Service making much more explicit their set of organic objectives and the funding that goes with that. So overall this year, FY07, we estimate about $27 million in USDA spending. Still, you know, just a fraction, very small fraction, but a significant increase nonetheless. Meanwhile, however, the organic market continues to grow in this country at 20% a year, you know, nonstop, probably over 20% in the last year. So that 3.5% mark, you know, where we've probably just passed right now, could be 4% by the end of this year. But the land base is still only less than 0.5%. The conversion of U.S. cropland and animals into organic is happening much, much slower than the market is calling for. So there are significant obstacles for producers to convert. That's one of the issues that we're working on in the Farm Bill. But there are many agronomic and cultural issues as well that have to be worked on. And just a note, European Union investment in organic agriculture research really is probably counts much higher now with the exchange rate. This figure's a little bit dated, but it's well over $100 million a year. So This month, actually, or maybe last month, marks the 10-year anniversary since we published Searching for the O-Word, which was the first documentation of the USDA research portfolio by Organic Farming Research Foundation, and kind of launched our policy program almost exactly 10 years ago. So here's a very quick retrospective on how things have gone since then. But I also do want to mention, you know, back in 1980, Dick Harwood and Garth Youngberg, on behalf of USDA, compiled a report on organic farming. Many of those research objectives still are valid today because not that much work has been done since then. But it immediately got buried when President Reagan and Secretary Block came in 1980, and really almost nothing happened until the mid-1990s. And despite the passage in 1990 of the Organic Foods Production Act, many people don't realize this, but the Organic Foods Production Act, which is part of the 1990 Farm Bill and established the organic standards and the marketing and regulatory program, had a whole other section on research and development when it was drafted, but that wasn't able to make it through the political process. So we've had this disparity of, you know, this very vigorous market development without a concurrent effort in research and education. And so that distortion, that disparity, is a great part of why we have this gap between the market and producer conversion and the U.S. domestic supply. In 1997, we published Yoward. Immediately after that, the first congressional recognition happened as part of the 1998 research title. The very first appropriations came about in 2001, largely as because it was in President Clinton's budget then, driven by Deputy Secretary Rominger. And then the 2002 Farm Bill, Senators Leahy and Harkin drove the mandatory allocation of $15 million over 5 years for the Organic Research and Extension Initiative. So along with the SARE program, that's the flagship of USDA's effort. Many of you are familiar with that, of course. In 2005, ARS held its first workshop on organic in Austin. And so as a result of the continuing interest there and the work of several very key Lion scientists, John Teasdale, Eric Brennan, and National Program Leader for Integrated Systems, Jeff Steiner, ARS just in the last fiscal year essentially doubled their resources. So this is what the curve looks like over the last 12 years. So the mantra that we have is fair share for organic. Now, this is essentially an economic and political argument. It's not a scientific argument. The scientific argument, I think, would call for leading the market, but politically, you know, we're struggling just to have the research and education resources catch up to the market. So, you know, at the current rate of growth, organic U.S. retail market share will beat about 10% in 2013. If it continues as it has, and the constraint on supply really is the only thing that might hold that back. So our proposal for the Farm Bill early this year was to kind of split the difference between where it is now and where it'll be, say, you know, about 6% of our EE's budget, $120 million a year. Split that evenly between dedicated competitive programs like OREI, have organic participate in other competitive programs such as the NRI, and then another equal part intramural allocations through ARS and ERS and other agencies. So that's been our overall goal. And I'll get back in a minute to what's happening with Farm Bill. But here is just a capsule assessment of where I think we are at. And maybe this symposium, you know, actually starts taking us beyond this transitional point, but we really we are just arriving at the state where there's an actual minimum capacity kind of spread throughout the U.S. It's been very lopsided in just a few places where it's actually up to a robust level, but we now have reached a certain minimum threshold in almost all parts of the country. And transition itself is literally taking place at on the experiment stations and the ARS research stations and many other research venues. I believe the scientific community is still going through that transition. There are only a couple places where the research cadre is capable of practice at a very advanced level. So that's really a goal that I think we need to strive for is to get past these transitional studies. I mean, those are very important, but we need to understand what's happening in the advanced mature systems in order to describe that target for the conversion process. And of course, much of the new capacity tends to focus on comparative studies and is in this input substitution phase where, it hasn't really reached the whole system integrity state that we strive for in organic agriculture. And of course, extension and education are even more underdeveloped than the straight empirical research capacity. There's been some very important recent developments in those areas. The new National Organization for Sustainable and Organic Education held its meeting in Cornell this summer, and the e-extension project for organic that just got funded by the USDA Integrated Organic Program, that's all just getting underway. So we're groping towards these whole system transdisciplinary approaches. I've heard that term used recently by some of the national program leaders at USDA. I'm not sure exactly what they mean by it, but I like the term. The whole system, I'm fond of this slide from Joe Bradford, who recently retired at ARS in Weslaco, Texas. But it, captures some of the, at least in two dimensions, the complexity of what it is we're all trying to integrate. This really, all these pieces have to be knitted together. This is it isn't just a matter of working on each piece separately and then adding them up. It's a matter of understanding the relationships and interconnections between all the points on this wheel. And this is something else that was published this spring, just another good capture. I think this article was not about organic agriculture, but I think it captures very eloquently the essence of the new capacity that we are trying to build in organic research and education. So, where would we like to go? This is I called it a hypothesis, sort of weak use of the term, but as I said, if USDA's research and education extension spending matched the market, this is what it would look like in 2012. $200 million. That's, an order of magnitude from what we are just getting to right now. Just in case you didn't get this while it was flashing subliminally through all the other slides, it's not too late. As I said, the Farm Bill is on the Senate floor. You can go to our website, ofrf.org, and get all the news about that and what we think the organic message needs to be. But here's what we're looking at. In the House bill, there's $25 million over 5 years mandatory funding for OREI. In the Senate bill, thanks to Senator Harkin, who really is a champion like we've never had before, there's $80 million in the Senate bill, so $16 million a year for OREI, up from the $3 million that program line has right now. And there's many other areas, both in terms of financial allocation and in terms of policy statements where organic research shows up in the Farm Bill. I want to highlight this integration with the conservation programs because that's going to be one of the most important venues over the next 5 years for the research and extension community to focus on, you know, the conservation agencies and offices are going to be tasked with integrating organic into their programs very explicitly at the national policy level. But there isn't a culture of experience there, and there's going to be a great deal of need to focus on the environmental outcome issues of organic with respect to its application in those programs. So plant breeding is another big focus in the Farm Bill. We hope to be some real successful outcomes of that data collection. So it's showing up in a number of different places. And all that, you know, adds up towards our fair share goal. And the organic industry is stepping up. The Organic Farming Research Foundation, in the materials that we have to hand out, there's information about our grant making program. That is ramping up. We just recently announced a new donation from the fruit industry, from Stretch Island Fruit Company. We'll be providing OFRF $500,000 over the next 3 years, specifically for fruit research. And we see that really as just the beginning of a number of such relationships with the organic sector, you know, which at the manufacturer level certainly is doing quite well. So look for our grant making capacity to be ramping up, as well as our the organic center, you know, which is a creation of the organic industry, but Chuck Benbrook is the chief scientist there, and they are also doing some grant making. Certainly within the USDA agencies and at the policy level of USDA, there's a great deal of interest and you know, very sincere attention. I spoke last week to the USDA Research Advisory Board, which is going to be making recommendations to the undersecretary and to the congressional committees, but they spent three quarters of a day on organic, listening to the agency representatives and for myself as a stakeholder. And so there's just a number of very interesting initiatives starting to move through the system there. And of course, the scientific societies, you know, very grateful to Pat Carr and the AA division for holding this symposium, but you know, this is only probably the leading example of what the scientific societies and other groups are doing. So, very quickly here, I'm going to run out of time, but we have just published the National Organic Research Agenda 2007. This is the result of an IFAFS, that's the Initiative for Future Agriculture and Food Systems, kind of a almost extinct feature of the USDA research system, but it did provide back in 2000 a very significant grant that funded very important work at Ohio, North Carolina, Iowa, and Tufts. And along with that, our Scientific Congress on Organic Agricultural Research, which conducted a series of dialogues between producers and scientists. And so that's what we have tried to capture in the National Organic Research Agenda document. The four most developed areas of discussion in that are what we've represented in this installment. We do intend that is only the first. We're planning to do the next iteration, focusing on socioeconomic research issues, later on environmental outcomes, product quality, energy, and maybe others. So let me just talk about NOAR very briefly. There are copies here for everyone. You can also download it from our website. I want to point out my colleague Gene Suby at the back of the room there is the primary author of the research agenda, just did a tremendous amount of work pulling this all together, and we're very proud of it. So we've tried to structure it this way. In each chapter, describe broad national goals, really, you know, suitable for enshrining at the national strategic plan level for agencies, and then describe a version of basic research for organic, which in our view is about the underlying agroecosystem behaviors and properties, and then the applied research needs, which focuses more on specific management strategies, technologies, diagnostics, And then each section also has a summary of current literature and also a section trying to articulate from the producer's perspective what we got out of those dialogues. So I hope that all of you will avail yourselves of that, and I'll talk a little bit in a second about how to give us feedback on it. So just very quickly, kind of flash this subliminally, these are just quotes taken from the document at the broadest research outcome level. So these are the long-term grand goals that we have. Very generalized, of course, and you know, break down very differently depending on what part of the country you're in or what kind of system you're working in. But we, maybe to a fault, you know, distilled these very carefully and at length. So the first chapter is soil management and soil microbial ecology. Second chapter is systemic pest management, you know, which is how producers conceive of, you know, the overall task. I won't read these, but I'll just let you do that for a few seconds. Skipping over the third chapter, which is livestock systems, and then the final chapter is breeding and genetics. So those four areas, you know, we feel are not necessarily the most important, but the most developed in terms of the research agenda and the state of dialogue between producers and scientists. So we only consider this a beginning. We want you to look at it and, you know, tear it apart. But to the extent that you do that, tell us about it. We don't actually quite yet have the website page set up for that feedback, but you can email Jane or myself. It's just jane@ofrf.org or mark@ofrf.org, and give us any comments that you have or questions, or, you know, especially if you think, you know, we're just way off. That's the kind of feedback that we're hoping to generate. Or if you have a refinement, you say, well, you know, this was kind of where we were at 5 years ago, but in our work we've really got beyond that. We've answered this question. Here's how the question looks now. So we're trying to ask better questions. We want to continue that dialogue. A couple other important things I want you to note. There'll be a symposium on organic research that we're helping to host at the Upper Midwest Organic Conference in February, and then in May, the SARE 20th Anniversary Conference in Kansas City is going to be a very big deal. OFRF is going to be a sponsor of that as well. And so I'll leave it there for questions, and we'll move on to the rest of the symposium. I love this title. I'm going to put that into our strategic planning process for OFRF, which we're going through right now, because I think that really is what it's all about. And there's that again, just in case. I'm done.